Did you subscribe?
I did.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. They told me to cut that out and make a different page.
I was hoping you'd say yes. I've watched every episode. But...
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Hey, welcome to Talking Comics. I appreciate
nice
you
to be
joining.
On.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you jumping on with me, and you're part of the Radical Comics group.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But before we dive into all that, tell us about yourself.
I'm Zay. I'm from Denver, Colorado. I'm a graphic designer, but I've always been an artist my whole life. I've just taken a lot more graphic design classes than artist classes. So when it came to making comics, I've always wanted to do it ever since I was little, but it was more of a substitute for not being able to learn how to animate. And now I know how to do both, but I find comics a lot more fun. So I'm trying to do that right now.
All right, cool. So born and raised in Denver?
Yep, born and raised here.
All right. Always lived there your whole life?
Whole life, never left.
Do you ski?
I don't, actually. I've only ever been snowboarding.
Okay, same, different. I mean, it's not the same, but, you know, it's
a
winter
sport. But I've only
ever
been once. I'm a city boy.
Okay. Yeah, like, Denver itself doesn't... I mean, you get a lot of snow, though, right?
Denver gets quite a bit, not as much as like Boulder,
yeah, up
and,
in
like,
the mountains,
Loveland, where you'd find skiing resorts and stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, I live in North Carolina. We get snow maybe one day a year, but that's it. I spent some time in upstate New York. I got plenty there, but I'm ready for the cold weather again. I'm tired of the heat.
Me too.
Which what's temp in Denver, Colorado today?
I think today it's lower because we have thunderstorms going on, so it's around like 78. But yesterday it was 80, and the day before it was almost 100.
My goodness,
yeah,
we live in the hundreds here. Seems like all the time, all summer.
It's awful.
Long. And
I'm wearing this hoodie because I got my air conditioning running. It's freezing in here, but outside it's so hot.
That's awesome, awesome. So. Tell us about your part of how did you get involved with Radical Comics?
So with Radical, I was originally making a review for All Star with my production company. I run a company called Severed Minds.
Yeah, let's go into that. Let's start there.
Severed Minds creates comics, animations. We're working on a TV show right now, and we're working on, I want to say, 3 comics. Right now, it's just me and a couple of my friends.
Okay.
But originally, we were making a review for All-Star, and it turned into me meeting Ronnie, and I really liked Ronnie. And so the community was making a kind of big collaborative post, and I was like, I'll be the head of that. I'll put my characters in there and help everyone, like, draw in their style and put it all together. And after that, I figured out Ronnie was taking pitches through Radical Comics. So at the time, I was pitching my comic, Detective Mondragon, and he accepted it. And that's how I joined Radical Comics.
Awesome. All right. So how many comics have you written?
I actually have none out right now. I've written 3. They're not released, but I've written 3 so far.
What are they?
So I've got Detective Mondragon, which is fully written out. I just need to do the art. It's kind of my magnum opus, so I'm putting it off until I want my art to match my writing.
Okay.
Right now, I'm working on God of the Sixth Son, which is celebrating my heritage and my family through Aztec mythology as like an allegory. That one should be releasing next month. And then I'm writing another one right now called The Warlock, which is about a superhero who has to decide between his wife and unborn child and everyone else. So like a whole city.
Okay. So God of the Sixth Son is done though, right? Because I've read it. I read most of it.
So actually,
what did I read?
You read an anthology that was released last year, but the anthology book never released.
Okay.
So what God of the Sixth Son releasing in September is an extension of that. It's that story, but with 30 more pages.
Wow.
Just some backstory. Like, you get to meet Because it's called God of the Sixth Sun, but in the anthology, you never meet any of the Aztec gods. The new God of the Sixth Sun starts with Quetzalcoatl, the Aztec god of wind and justice, the main character's grandfather, and how he lost her parents, and how his brother, Tezcatlipoca, the Aztec god of, like, the night, he is evil, and he killed the main character's parents, but she doesn't know. Wow. She was a baby.
Wow. Okay.
So it's just building on that backstory and the relationship between her grandpa and granddaughter.
Very cool. So that one's coming out next month?
That one's coming out sometime in September.
Sometime in September.
It's supposed to come out in July, but I had to postpone it due to the magazine.
Okay. How's it going to release?
It will release on Global Comics for free.
Okay.
It'll be on the Radical website. It'll be on shelves.
So awesome. So they're going to go out on Global. What's your decision process on making it just free on Global to start with?
This is my first comic, so I just want people to see my name and be like, oh, this is pretty good. Also, I'm inspired by like how Japanese manga releases their latest three chapters for free for anyone to read.
Very cool.
And that's kind of my thought process. I want people to know my stories. I'm not trying to make money.
Right.
I'm trying to be famous.
Trying to be famous. The money will come later. Yeah, that could sum up the story of my life. I don't want to be famous. I don't care about being famous, but, you know, no money, anything I do. So that's fine.
Yeah.
So you didn't go the Kickstarter route or anything like that with any of your projects?
No. I do everything myself. I write, I draw, I letter. I write on Google Docs. I write my scripts on Google Docs. I create my comic on Procreate, and then I letter it in Adobe Illustrator.
Okay. Adobe. I'm looking through the magazine. I'm looking for the Sixth Sun. Where is it at? It's somewhere.
That one's closer to the end.
Is it closer to the end? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking. Oh, somewhere here. Oh, there it is. Yep. Because the one I read, she was like put into a competition.
Yeah, so the competition, it's not really mentioned in the advertising.
I was just making sure. I was a little confused, making sure I was reading the right thing.
Yeah, so the new God of the Sixth Sun is the extension. Anything you see with the kind of hand-drawn logo is from last year. And the new logo, which I had commissioned, that's anything releasing this year because it's more professional.
Right, okay.
For God of the Sixth Sun, that competition is kind of like the superhumans version of MMA. And it can be fought in teams or not because powers are kind of weird. So
it reminded me of the old movie Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van Damme. You ever see that?
I have not actually.
Oh, you have to check
that
out. Well, it's about like this secret, but it's a secret competition, like martial arts competition. Like it's an invite only. You know, underground, like underworld, underground, you know, nobody knows about it. But this guy gets Jean-Claude Van Damme, famous actor back in, showing my age here, gets recruited to go and he ends up winning this competition. It's very good. Look, you should look it up. Bloodsport. It's a great
movie. I'll
definitely
have to check it out. Yeah.
If you like martial arts stuff, which I think you've
definitely
based
I
on MMA
myself.
And that. Yeah, it's a very good movie. Now it's old. You know, it's from like the 80s, but it's really still a good movie.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So what was go into the inspiration. You touched on it a minute ago, but.
So the inspiration for God of the Sixth Sun is kind of Aztec mythology as a whole. It kind of takes place within that sphere. I grew up in a Mexican household, but I'm kind of disconnected from my culture because my parents didn't really grow up speaking Spanish around me or anything. And I really wanted to honor my heritage because I hear so much about it, but I don't know anything about it. So I started doing my research. I started learning about gods and who I could base my characters off of. And that's kind of my whole inspiration. Other inspirations could be like, what was it? Dragon Ball with the art style. Also with the martial arts aspect. And honestly, I think that's about it.
Okay. And then you partnered with Ronnie. He accepted your submission.
Yeah.
And then you're bringing this one on board as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I brought this one on board from an anthology that Radical was going to be a part of, but that ended up falling apart. And actually, I left Radical for a short while afterwards because it wasn't released.
Okay. And then you went back for the magazine?
I went back like 6 months later, helped them design a mascot, which is Under Wraps.
Okay. I've not heard about the mascot. It's Under Wraps, apparently.
I've leaked him on the Discord server. So if you ever want to see what he looks like, gotta join up.
You gotta join the Discord to figure it out, huh?
Yeah.
You won't spill it on the podcast. I can become famous for spoilers.
I mean, I would share it, but I forgot to include him in the drive, honestly.
That would have been funny if you put him in the drive and be like, what is this? Dog.
Sorry, my dog.
Yeah, no worries. What kind of dog you got?
I've got a Chihuahua. He's a half wiener dog, half Chihuahua.
That's a little dog. That's funny. What's the dog's name?
His name's Nano, but I don't know how to say Nano, so I call him Nano.
Okay.
I was a little kid.
So you do all the, you say you do all the writing and the drawing yourself, right?
I do, yes.
Go into that. What's your creative process like?
My creative process is, it's a little weird. So when I'm at work, I'll call either my friends or my girlfriend and I'll start like spitballing ideas at them until they go to bed because I work nights.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.
So as for my creative process, after we kind of spitball ideas, snowball starts building and I kind of just like roll with it. So the idea for God of the Sixth Son was like, originally it started out when I was in eighth grade, like, what if me and my friends were superheroes?
I love it.
That evolved into creating new characters and making them superheroes. And eventually we just got rid of the superhero aspect altogether.
Okay. So when you write, I'm curious for myself because I started writing in my own comic. How many pages is like your script? What's your process like?
So for my scripts, what I like to do is I'll write out a general idea for a couple pages. Like, in these 10 pages, I'll write it down by hand. In these 10 pages, we'll say Quetzalcoatl and Tezcatlipoca fight over his family. And then from there, I draw out the pages and put in empty bubbles and figure out from there. It's kind of the, what did Elijah call it? The Marvel method.
The Marvel method. Okay.
That's what he called it.
And then, so you, why the empty bubbles? Just to fill in the words later to fit the pictures or?
Yeah, just to fill in the words later to figure out what I want to go there. Cause I know I want them to speak. I have like under the text bubble, I'll write, says something about what's going on or berates character.
Okay. Very cool. And how do you do your artwork?
Like, my artwork.
By hand first, then what? Or
I do it by hand on my iPad on Procreate, and okay. I kind of finish it from there.
Color and everything in there.
You coloring, do all the coloring, everything all digital.
Because I really like your coloring, so.
Thank you. I feel like that's vibrant. My strong suit as an artist.
That's what I'm looking for. You take commissions?
I do, actually.
How's that go for you? Have you done any?
I haven't had any in a little bit, but usually I make about like $20 per commission.
Is that like per page or like what do you?
No, I haven't done any comic commissions, characters.
Just characters. Drawings. Okay. Very cool. What do you have any specific rituals or habits when you're creating that you do?
I blast like what I like to call white girl pop. So like Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj. I just blast it in my ears while I like to draw.
White girl pop. That's going to be the title of this episode. No. I'm just kidding. What's some of the biggest creative challenges you faced?
So the first biggest creative challenge that, well, I've always faced this. I have ADHD, so I have a hard time focusing on this kind of stuff, especially when it comes to the writing aspect. When I have to sit down and type out the words for a script, it's just awful. I cannot sit through that. What I like to do is I'll have my editor, who's also my best friend, I'll say words to him and he'll type it out for me. So,
well, there you go. So you just dictate it out and he'll type it all for you. I can definitely, I don't know if it's ADHD for me. It's more of I have way too many things going on, and I, you know, it's hard for me to sit down. Like, I did take like 2 hours the other night and wrote like 2 pages of a script. So maybe it's an hour, but like, just finding the time to go back to all those little projects and work on it. Yeah. That's the hardest for me.
I keep starting new projects, not finishing the last ones.
Yep. Been there. Know all about that. I do that all the time.
Yeah. My next creative challenge actually came out of Radical.
Okay.
When I finished that anthology comic and the anthology got canceled, I was trying to put it on Global Comics, but I couldn't really get in contact with anyone who like could put it on the global page. Because at this time, I was CEO of Radical Comics. I was kind of getting frustrated, and I was already thinking about leaving because I wanted to make a name on my own. So I just figured, well, I'll just release this by myself and get on my way.
Right.
Yeah, so that comic released on my Global Comics last September, The Last God of the Sixth Son.
Very cool.
But this year, this September, it's going to release on Global Comics on the actual page, and it'll be way longer.
Very cool. And then you're gonna sell it as well, like on the Radical website, or?
Yeah, it'll be, you can get physical copies on the website.
Okay. Are you going to do any of the shows with them or anything?
What do you mean by that?
Comic book show conventions, yeah.
Eventually, that's the plan. I don't think it's realistic right now, just because I wouldn't be making any money. I'd spend like $2,000 flying out over where they live on the East Coast and then go back. I actually am going to Atlanta in, what was it, November for a different convention.
Okay.
And hoping to meet up with them then, because Ronnie and Trey live in the area.
Yeah. What convention in Atlanta is it?
This one's a little nerdy. I like to play this game, Brawlhalla. It's another one of my style inspirations, another one of my inspirations I forgot to mention.
Okay.
It's a fighting game, kind of like Super Smash Brothers. And they host their world championships in Atlanta. So I'm going to watch them fight live.
So it's a video game?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Brawlhalla?
Yep. Actually, they just released a graphic novel, too, that I picked up.
I'll have to look into that just for the fun. Because I go by, so my, like, screen name on all of, like, the games I play is Braha. So.
Oh.
That's what makes.
That's like, pretty close.
Right? That's like.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, that's my screen name on, like, every video game and whatever. Well, actually, it's on Talking Comics, too. Like, yeah. The covers and stuff. So. It's crazy. Brawlhalla. I'll have to look into that. That might be my game. I don't know.
It's pretty
fun. Said it's like Street Fighter or Smash Brothers?
Smash Brothers, where it's more floaty. You knock people off the stage. There's no health bars.
Okay. Like sumo wrestling.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's a great way to put it.
So who were like your biggest influences? Like artists or creators?
Artists and creators, a lot of mine are a lot of smaller artists that you probably haven't heard of. Like, there's this one called Jen Lum. She makes a comic about this vampire's dating life.
That sounds interesting.
She's one of my biggest inspirations, and that's kind of the idea where Detective Mondragon came from. Next, we have, I don't know his name, but the lead artist of Brawlhalla. That's a big inspiration for my style.
Okay.
After that, we have people like Ryan Ottley, which you can't see the inspiration as much, but I like Invincible a lot. One I have next to me right now for we have my biggest inspiration right now, which is Michelle or Michael Fife from Copra. I really like the way that he gets his comics done in a month, and they're very unique. So I don't think I've ever seen a style like this before in a comic.
Okay, yeah.
He's done some, this is his original series based off of the Suicide Squad, but he's done some comics in like, he's done Superman, he's done Spider-Man, but not art on Spider-Man. He's more known as a writer right now, but he's my biggest inspiration at the moment.
Very cool. Do you, I like asking about Easter eggs. Do you put any Easter eggs in your comics?
I do. There's a bunch of references to an anime I watched called Gurren Lagann.
Okay.
There's a bunch of those in God of the Sixth Son. Like, that scene where he's like, Aaron is like, I made you a costume once.
That was funny.
Yeah,
that was every teenage boy's like dream, like thing right there. That was so funny.
That was Yuko's outfit from Gurren Lagann.
Okay,
that's and the glasses cool. that my avatar wears are Kamina's glasses from the same anime.
Okay, that's very cool. Yeah, that was a funny scene. I chuckled at that one. I was like, I made you a costume. She's like, yeah, right. I ain't wearing that.
Yeah.
Can I show it on here when I edit? That'd be funny.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Show costume.
I have, what was it? I had a, oh, wait. Back, I'm a back up a little bit. Back to back some up. Hardships I face.
Okay.
It's not really a hardship. Radical's doing a, not Radical, but me, Ronnie, and Elijah are doing a big crossover with a bunch of other indie creators. There's a page for it in the magazine, the I Indie Versus. Yeah. We all had like little intro pages, and mine was about Maria, the main character, and her boyfriend just like making out in her room and All-Star interrupting them. And they told me to cut that out and make a different page.
That's funny. That was
so.
Come on, Ronnie.
Yeah, that. Yeah. So in the drive, I sent the censored version and the uncensored version. If you
is that
to look
what
at that
okay that's
yeah,
what that was
censorship.
About I was wondering what that was about because I just like, breezed through that part of it. I was like, what can I actually read here? Oh, that's okay. Yeah,
that was my intro.
I did see that. That was fabulous.
I like my Hickey joke more than my he broke my ceiling fan.
Oh, so the crossover, like, that's gonna be pretty cool. Like,
yeah, that's got at least 20 different creators. It's heroes versus villains, and I don't know when that's gonna drop. It's so big.
It's gonna, yeah, it's gonna take a while to put all that together.
But it's been in the works since like March,
right? Well, I'm learning. It's not easy. Like, I'm not gonna be able to create the comic I'm working on. It's gonna. I have a goal of by Memorial Day next year to have it released. So.
Yeah, I remember when I first started making. I was like, I'll have Detective Mondragon out by December of 2024, and it's August of 2025. So.
Well,
we put
also,
that on the back burner.
I need to find an artist because I can do graphic design decently, but I'm not a drawer very well.
Oh, yeah.
And
you don't need to be a good artist to be a great graphic designer.
Yeah. So, like, my panel Pete on my hat, like, my little mascot, he's all just graphic design. He's just graphics thrown together, assembled.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't drawn anything for him. But I got to find an artist that'll do it justice.
I can give you some recommendations. Sure. I commission a lot of people, so I can send you a list after this interview.
All right. Yeah, we'll talk about that. I'd love that. Because I got to get my goal is to have the script done by mid-September. I think I can do that. And then start finding an artist. So we will see. All right. So which one of your characters is your favorite?
My favorite is Ember Mondragon, the main character of Detective Mondragon. She's my oldest character that I have.
Awesome. What's he do? Like, tell us about him.
So Ember, she's a dragon detective. She, in my universe, superhumans aren't really allowed to work for the police, just like out of fear of police brutality with superhumans. So she works as a consultant, but she's just a detective. They use her like super sense and her like dragon abilities to get stuff done.
Very cool.
And she doesn't like to listen to her superior, so.
Do you have, is that issue out yet? Or is she, that's not
no,
out?
No, okay. That's not going to release until right. at least next year.
That's the one you're kind of waiting? That's the one you're waiting?
Yeah.
To, okay.
I did send you the original pitching pages, which was, it should have been 5 pages. That one was, how what was it? That was my pitch to Ronnie that got me into Radical, and it was the first comic I ever made.
Let me see. Let me pull it up. Hold on.
That one's on the darker side.
I mean, I'm not going to show it on here. I'm just going to open it on open the folder that you sent me.
Yeah, that one's talks about some really dark subjects.
Here we go. Open folder. All right. Which one was it?
That one should have been Detective Mondragon pitching pages or something among those lines. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't read this one. I looked through it though.
Yeah. That one's about her first case against a shape shifting serial killer who does some other really evil things.
I did. I read the last page because it intrigued me that, you know, she's laying on the table with these arms. I'm like, okay.
And yeah. She loses that fight.
That's a little bit fun. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then I'm going to read this censorship. Oh, that's uncensored.
The uncensored one is the one.
That's the only one page. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, one page of just like, oh, this is how Maria gets into the indie crossover.
That's fantastic. I love it. All right, sorry, I derailed us. I just wanted to look at it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that one's not going to release yet next year. Is that going to be a series as well? Or?
Yes, it will be, but it's starting off as just, it'll be a series of one-shots.
That's what I'm going to do, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one-shots, I think. One-shot stories. And, like, issue one, just, I already got, you know, it's going to be a one-shot. And then issue two was most likely going to be the origin story. We'll see.
I like the idea of it being like a bunch, like a movie one, movie two, movie three.
Right.
Instead of issues building up to one big conclusion.
Gotcha. Okay. So what is your inspiration for others? Like, what do you want readers to feel or take away when they read your work?
For me, I want them to feel a sense of, like, themselves. I want them to read their comics and be proud to be themselves, because I am apologetically myself. My friends make fun of me for what I do, but that doesn't stop me. Well, I'm just they just think it's kind of cringy or something.
For writing comics?
I guess so.
You need new friends.
Yeah, so my idea is just be unapologetically yourself. Don't bend the knee to others. Be happy to be you. That's what I want people to take from this.
That's right. I mean, how silly is it that I sat here and do a, you know, silly podcast on comic books, but there's people in my life that were like, what the hell are you doing? But
yeah,
I'm having fun and we're 30 plus
don't
episodes
listen to those
in.
People. Yeah,
that's right. So, and my daughter and
I've been
get
doing
to have
this
fun.
Since, I've been doing this since I was 14. And I'm not going to stop now.
How old are you now?
I'm 19 15. Now.
19.
No.
So 5 years? Okay.
I've been doing this for about 5 years now, yeah.
Awesome. So it's funny because I used to be in comics when I was a kid. And then my youngest, I've told this story 100 times, but my youngest is, she's 10, but she discovered comic books pretty much on her birthday last year. Our birthdays are 2 days apart, so we always go off and do fun stuff. And we found ourselves in a comic shop. She discovered a comic book, and I'm like, she's like, can I get these? I'm like, yep. And now, you know, 6, 8, 10 long boxes later.
Oh, wow.
No, it ain't that much. It's a lot. It's probably, no, they're short boxes, but There's six short boxes. Yeah, we've gone all back in, and I love it. So, like I said, the Thor comics are my favorite. Yeah. Hers are Harley, and we've had a lot of fun and started the podcast to talk about them. And you know, her and I get to spend quality time doing it, and we have a lot of fun.
That's really nice.
So, and then I get to meet cool people like this because I love doing these conversation
episodes. Oh yeah, this is awesome, man. I like what you do.
No, thank you. So I feel like it's catching on. So people, there's other people that do it too. I'm not the only one out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I didn't invent conversation, obviously, but I look at it as giving a voice to, you know, small creators, like how many small creators get the opportunity to get their voice on, you know, and share their voice and their stories. So I want to do as many as I can. So if you know anybody who wants to be on, let me know. Let's have to book it out. Where was I? All right. So, yeah, you do you. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah, do you.
Do you. All right. Who's your dream collaborator?
My dream collaborator, I mentioned him before. It's Jen Lum, the person who makes the vampire romance comic.
Have you ever met her?
I have, actually. I was trying to commission her for a variant cover for Detective Mondragon. Yeah? But that didn't end up going through, so...
Why not?
She had other engagements she had to get to, but hopefully when the comic is closer to release, she can do it this time, so...
Yeah. And you said she's an indie publisher or indie comic writer as well?
Yeah, artist. She does the four-panel comics, more comic strips than comic books.
Very cool. Where was I? What's one thing that most people don't realize about making comics at this level, like at indie level? Like, what's something you wish you knew before you started?
Something I wish I knew before I started, you need to be working on, like, for comic books, it's about, what is it, 6 by 7 by 8.5 inches or something like that. You need to be working on double that size. That way the artwork scales down properly.
That's good graphic design advice too.
Yeah, another thing,
always build bigger.
The bleed lines and the cutoff lines, you can't have your art, like your text, going to the edge of the page, otherwise it's gonna start getting cut off. And I learned that when I was helping Ronnie re-release his books for the individual issues. So don't right on the edges. And also for text bubbles, I recommend using an external software instead of making them by hand. But that's more of a like pet peeve than
like what
advice. Like, I use Adobe Illustrator, but any sort of free alternative should work. It vectorizes your bubbles and your text, so you can move them independently, and they won't lose quality whether you resize it or not.
Perfect. Yeah, that's vector's the way to go. Is there any free vector software out there? I don't even know.
Actually, no. I haven't really thought about
over
that.
The years, but Illustrator's the best at vector for sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
I've been using a lot of Canva, which is more like Photoshop, right? But
Canva, that one does have vectors.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can export the quality as such.
Yeah, the quality in Canva has been really good, so I've been impressed with that. It works for, I wouldn't do my whole comic in it, but it works for a lot of things.
Yeah.
I am going to look at Procreate. I don't know why. I'm not an artist, so I don't know why I want to
actually
look at it.
For comics, I don't recommend Procreate. That software is definitely a beginner software. It's really? Just one I know really well. Software I do recommend is Clip Studio Paint. Clip Studio Paint, Photoshop, those have the tools to like build comic panels that you won't draw outside of, and they'll be perfectly straight, and that's generally what you want, because on Procreate you got to make it by hand.
Okay. I think the last interview I did the guy talked about Clip Studio. I'll have to go back to my notes. But yeah, that's good advice. Have you used Clip Studio? Do you use that too now?
I do use Clip Studio. I just, I'm a sucker for Procreate. It's all I use now. I pay for Clip Studio monthly for no reason.
But you don't recommend Procreate, but you use it.
I don't, because once you're like stuck in that hole, it's so gotcha. Like...
Yeah. I was stuck in that Photoshop hole for years.
It's took like me, intuitive, it was hard to get out. It's easy, but the problem is it doesn't translate well to learning any other software.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Clip Studio, if you know Clip Studio, you know Photoshop. If you know Photoshop, you know a bunch of other stuff.
Gotcha. I'll have to check out Clip Studio then. All right. So that's on the creating level. But what would you give to advice for aspiring, you know, writers?
Aspiring writers, just make it exist. Refine it later.
Okay. Just write
people
it down.
People won't know you unless you're releasing your stuff. Talk about it. That's even if you don't have art, just be like, hey, I'm making this comic. It's about this, this, and this. And it'll interest some people for sure.
That's very true, because I didn't know what I was doing when I released episode one of this podcast. So, and now here we are. This is going to be in the 30s
somewhere.
Fake
it till you make it. That's what I like to say.
I'm not sure when this one will release, but I released episode 27 2 days ago. So, you know, and I've got 4 or 5 more already recorded. So, you know, this will be somewhere in the 30s by the time this releases. So,
hell yeah.
That's pretty awesome. We'll have 100 before you know it. But I can go back and just look at like just the YouTube, you know, just the thumbnails get better, right? The thumbnails get better. And then like the quality of the video from 1 to 5 to then 5 to 10, like everything gets better and better. So, and then there's some regression throughout there too, right? There's like one episode that was, there was a horrible echo and I tried to fix it as much as I could, but like, you know, sometimes
the creative process isn't a straight line. You're going to have ups and downs,
the whole time. Yeah. So cool. All right. So where are your, do you have any books available right now?
I have that little anthology preview available on Global Comics, and I have the Detective Mondragon preview that I sent you available on my TikTok only. It's just like one of those slideshows.
Perfect. That's cool. All right. So, and then we can look for your books to start coming out on Radical and on Global next month.
Yes.
Awesome.
Well, from then, it should be a monthly release, and they'll be shorter than 40 pages this time.
So you're going to do a monthly release of God of the Sixth Son?
That's my goal. That's how Copra Michael Fife did it. He made all of these month. Next month, he had the next one done. Next one. Until he was done.
Awesome, man. That's exciting. You're going to do it. I have faith in you. You can do it.
I'm going to try my best. Actually, that anthology, I made that. It was 10 pages. It was technically my first comic that I was going to release. I made that in a month, which is why the art quality kind of dips from everything else.
You can do it. Do it. I mean, it's going to happen. Yeah. You know,
it exist. Refine it later.
I love that. That's great. I got to make it exist. I'm writing the script, so it does exist.
Exactly.
All right. I have some fun questions now, but is there anything else that we need to talk about that we haven't covered?
No. Yeah, I'm trying
to think.
Nothing really. Maybe another one of my inspirations, Brian Lee O'Malley. I forgot to talk about him, but everyone likes Scott Pilgrim.
Okay. Hey, those are new answers. I like those. Usually we get a lot of like Todd McFarlane, you know, and.
I'm definitely more inspired off of like manga artists or manga inspired art. I have Gwenpool #1 first print that I paid $50 for on my wall because it was my first comic ever, and I lost it, so I had to get a new one.
Oh my goodness. Gwenpool, not the new one that just came out.
Not the new one, the first one, back when the character first drops.
Okay, that's very cool. Well, that's part of that was the first comic book you ever read? You ever got?
First one I ever got, Gwenpool.
That was one of my next questions. All right. Why'd you pick Gwenpool?
Why'd I pick Gwenpool?
Yeah, she's awesome, by the way. But
yeah, I have no clue. My dad brought me to the comic book shop that we used to live by. It shut down since, but I saw a pink girl and I was like, I guess that looks cool. I'll take it. And my dad's like, why don't you get Secret Wars? And I was like, I don't want Secret Wars. I want Gwenpool.
That's awesome. So who was your first favorite superhero?
First favorite superhero I liked growing up, probably Spider-Man. Grew up watching the Sam Raimi movies on CD over and over and over. The Incredibles. I love that movie. I love those heroes.
Yeah. That's a new one. I haven't heard anybody say The Incredibles. That's pretty cool. So Spider-Man, first book you ever read, that's usually my second question, was Gwenpool. All right, so if you could live in any comic book universe, which one would you live in?
Ooh, that's hard. I feel like the safest easy. Universe, but if I wanted to be the safest, I would live in Marvel, because I feel like nothing happens in Colorado in Marvel. But if I wanted to be like a superhero in those universes, it would be DC, because then I'd get to protect my own city.
So you're saying nothing bad happens in Marvel?
Well, no. Just in the area I live, I never hear about Colorado.
Okay. Well, you need to... Well,
some stuff happened during the Thunderbolts, but...
You need to read the new Wolverine and Deadpool.
No. What happened in there?
I'm trying to think. Are they in Denver? They're close. I think they go to Denver.
I haven't been catching
up. What's really funny is I told you before we started recording, I went to South Dakota and spent some time in Deadwood, right outside of Sturgis, Deadwood, you know, Mount Rushmore area.
Well, I love Sturgis.
But then that Deadpool Wolverine comic starts out in Deadwood. And then they're all over that area. So they might have got close to town. I'll have to go back and look.
Well, I'll have to check it out. I've been seeing it at my local shop, but...
It's good.
I'm not a big fan of Deadpool comics, honestly.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to see what happens to Denver...
Oh, God.
No, that's a good point, though, because unless you're like, you know, Area 51 or New York City, you're pretty much fine.
Yeah.
So, or Deadwood. If you could have any superpower, which would you choose?
I thought about this one a lot. I would pick
gravity. You cheated? Did you watch one of the episodes and know the questions?
Me and my friends have these conversations. If you had a superpower, what would it be? Would be the most useful?
I'm just picking on you. I was hoping you'd say yes. I've watched every episode, but whatever.
I've watched the Ronnie and Elijah episodes.
Okay. Fair.
So, I would pick gravity manipulation, specifically my own sense of gravity. Say I wanted to walk up a wall, I could do that. If I wanted to fly somewhere, I could just do that. And if someone's making me mad, I could just like swish them.
Sounds like something my daughter would say. That she would definitely pick that. I can't let her watch this now. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Which comic book character would you want as your sidekick?
My sidekick?
It doesn't have to be a sidekick. It can just be any character.
I think my sidekick would be Gwenpool, because she's a nerd. I'm a nerd. And we'd just be like running around the Marvel universe like idiots trying to figure out how to be superheroes.
I love it. I think issue 4 of Gwenpool came out last week or something. I've been reading the new series. It's been pretty fun.
They killed her. How dare they?
Actually, the copy I have, like the first issue, has the gravestone on it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got the variant cover of the gravestone.
I got the variant cover for the most recent one, which is her in the black Spider-Man suit.
Okay. Did I see that one? I think I just got the A cover.
That one probably sold out quick. It was pretty gooner.
Gotcha. All right. Gwenpool, if your life were a comic book, what would the title be?
That's hard. I remember Elijah asked.
You can't top Elijah's answer.
He said he had a comic based off his life. The title would be, you know how Sega, before their game,
Yeah.
The 90s ones where they go, Sega.
Oh, yeah, Sega. Yeah.
Mine would be Zaytiv. It would just be my name. And it'd be like my misadventures. Zaytiv and his misadventures.
Zaytiv and his misadventures. Explain a misadventure. So, what misadventure have you had?
So me and my friends say whenever they come over to my house, something crazy happens. Like, okay, this is a kind of personal story. I'm going to tell it because I think it's kind of funny. My friend, we were hanging out all day and we're driving back to my house. He pops his tire. It like explodes. You hear boom. And all of a sudden the car's like rocking. And we get to my house to like fix his tire. And no, I broke my hoodie. Oh, sorry. Distracted. We finally get to my house and his rim's all scratched up because we're driving on bare rim.
How far did you drive on no tire?
Like 700 feet, give or take. He was pretty close to my house. Not too bad.
I thought you were about to say 7 miles. Almost.
No, that is crazy. So I get him into my garage so we could start fixing his tire. And he has these like lug nuts that you need a key for. But the mechanic who changed his tires last time stripped the key. So then we're like, okay, he gets USAA with his insurance. We'll call USAA. USAA comes and is like, yeah, we can't fix that without this part. Can you go buy that for us? And it's like 10 p.m., so all of the mechanic shops are closed. And during all of this, I'm trying to figure out where my dad is, because my dad would know how to deal with this. Because he has the same lug nut, but he's disappeared on us. So we go, we buy the part. The person's like, yeah, no, I can't do this. And just leaves us with his car. And so finally, I'm like, okay, I'm going to call my dad. We call my dad. He doesn't pick up. I check his location. He's in prison.
What? What?
So,
Hold on. How is your dad in prison?
So, while me and my friend are trying to deal with his broken car, my dad got into an accident and a fist fight. So, my stepmom.
So, he's in jail, not prison.
He's in jail, not prison.
Okay.
I don't know the
That's
difference.
That's fine. That's fine.
So, my dad's in jail dealing with his repercussions from getting in an accident and then beating up the person. So, my friend ends up spending the night because he can't make it home. And in the morning, we get my step grandpa with his like impact drill. It's like the and he goes to do it. It breaks his impact drill. So we just towed my friend's car off, and that was that.
Just towed it off to the junkyard, or all because of the tire.
Not junkyard, to a mechanic, but it was Sunday.
To a mechanic shop. Okay,
it was Sunday, so none of them were open.
And your dad got out of jail.
My dad got out of jail that night at like 4 a.m. And we're all good. We're all dandy.
Okay. How's the car today?
The car today, he did the exact same thing like a week ago. So it's got another new tire.
Okay. Yeah, that's normal teenage, you know, new car, you know, teenage car problems. So cool. What, anything else we need to talk about or cover you want to share?
I got one more misadventure.
All right. I love it.
I don't remember what we were doing, but we were like watching YouTube on my TV and my grandma is trying to buy a car outside of my house. And it's the same friend.
You're watching Talking Comics, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
For sure.
Yeah.
So my grandma's trying to buy this car from this person she met online, and it turns out she didn't have enough money, so they left. But, then we find out that, there's some people stalking my house, just sitting outside looking at us. That's the whole misadventure. My mom called the police, they went away.
Wow.
Every time he's been to my house, something like that has happened.
Maybe he needs to stop coming over. Maybe you go to his house.
Oh, maybe. Last time I think last time I went to his house, he popped his tires again.
You might just need new friends.
Maybe. We got some bad luck.
Yeah, it'll change. It'll turn. You're going to sell a million copies of your comic, and you're going to be just fine.
I'm going to be rich.
That's right. And famous.
And well, famous. Man,
I appreciate you hanging out with me on this. You know, if you ever want to come back, you release something else, Lil, reach out. Let me know. We'll have you guys back on. Check out the route. Where's the comic? The magazine going to be available?
Magazine will be available on radical.comics.com for purchase, and globalcomics/sinman-j, because we used his radical, or we used his global account to make the radical account because he already had a lot of followers.
Okay.
You'll be able to read it free on our Global Comics, which will be available from our website, our link tree. We'll have a link to it when it finally drops in the video. We have a teaser video coming out. I'm not working on that, so I don't know what it'll be.
Send me those link, that the name of that link, the Global Comics link.
I'll send you that.
Yeah,
sure,
message
yeah.
me that. And the artist we were talking about for commission. So we'll have all that in the show notes too, in the descriptions.
All right.
When this releases, like I said, it'll be a couple weeks, but I appreciate you hanging out. It's been fun. And we will do this again when you release your next book.
All right.
Awesome.
It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too.